Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. So I'll tell you what, man. Admittedly, we do some new segments from time to time on this show. I always want our show, I always encourage all shows on our station to try new things, right? The worst thing you can do is not make an attempt at something new. There's no harm in trying a new segment if it doesn't work. And we've done our fair share of those, and you'll hear it one time and you won't hear it again. But I've had so many people talk to me about something we did on Friday. I just gave you three controversial opinions. Okay, I said I got three controversial opinions to share with you next. Number one, I hate sushi. Number two, Marvel movies suck. All of them suck. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Ant-Man and the Wuss. All right, they all suck. And the third one, Scottie Pippen's the most overrated player in NBA history. ESPN's list, they have him right behind Kevin Garnett and ahead of Charles Barkley. Like, Scott, somebody actually believes that Scottie Pippen's a better player than Charles Barkley. Oh, my God, but I digest. In any case, we've gotten
a lot
of people.
You know what? I didn't hear anything after you said Marvel movies suck.
Suck. Ant-Man and the Wuss. They're awful. Absolutely awful.
You've never even seen it.
Well, I've seen the Black Panther.
Don't say the Black Panther sucked, because that was an excellent movie.
No, it didn't suck, Lonzo. It got me the best night's sleep of my life. You know, I just dozed off into oblivion 5 minutes after it started.
Send all your hate through the text line.
It was absolutely fantastic. So anyway,
71307.
What may be a great Friday night for you, if you guys delivered me sushi, if you put on Ant-Man and the Wuss and you had Scottie Pippen sitting on the couch, I'm having a nightmare, man. I'm not a happy camper at all. All right. So we're joined right now by somebody who's fast becoming a friend of the show. We have a mutual friend, Patrick Creighton in Houston, Texas, covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports. Keith Smith joins us right now on the line. Keith, sushi sucks. Marvel movies, all of them are awful. And Scottie Pippen is the most overrated superstar on ESPN's list of the greatest players ever. Are you with me on any one of the three?
You're one for three. I'm with you on the sushi. The rest, I can't get on board with.
You're with me on the sushi. All right, so let's commiserate on that for one minute here. Who the hell needs to eat raw fish, man? I don't know. Just call me crazy. I like things to be filleted. I like them to be grilled a little bit, man. You're with me on this, right?
Yeah, I grew up in New England where we fry it all, and that's, you know, the way I want to eat it, so I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I'll just have to take some time and work on the other two. Come on, though, Keith. Scottie Pippen better than Charles Barkley? Who thinks that he's actually a better player than Charles Barkley? Charles Barkley able to be the alpha. Scottie Pippen was perfectly cast as the Robin.
Yeah, I think what you're weighing in there is the way the tail end of their careers went. Scottie Pippen was pretty good all the way through, minus really last season. He was still a plus defender, pretty good offensive player, where Barkley really kind of slipped off the map towards the end of his career. So I think that's probably what it is. And I think then he starts to weigh, all right, championships. Pippen still took his team to the conference finals when there was really no Jordan and the team had really been a different group. But yeah, it's that one I can quibble with. I can see why you would go the other way.
There you go. Keith Smith covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports. All right, Keith, can we get the very latest on the possible return of the NBA? We're hearing out of Major League Baseball that this is they're going to sink or swim this week, as in now and 3 days from now, we'll know something about as to whether we're going to have a Major League Baseball season. We also expect, and we are trending towards, some major news out of the National Basketball Association. What's the latest there?
Yeah, I think the fact that over the weekend, when both the NBA and Disney released separate statements that they're trying to work together to bring the NBA to Walt Disney World to finish out the season, that is a good sign. Generally, companies that are that big don't admit to, hey, we're working on this, unless it's almost a done deal. I think there's still finer details to be told. That's directly what I was told from a source within the Walt Disney World company, that there are still details to work out. They, you know, fully expect to have the NBA here in Florida. They're preparing for sometime in July that they'll arrive and that they'll play out the rest of the season here.
When would we be playing out the rest of the season? Would it be late July? Would it be August 1st? Keith, I'll tell you, we had a bet. Made Big Three Sports, and when everything shut down March 12th, we made a station bet. I don't remember what's on the line, but I'm sure it's something amazing. And the bet was, when would a Big Three sport, baseball, basketball, football, when would we see it? Who would be first, and when would we see it? So I said August 1st. My producer, Alonzo, here said Labor Day weekend, and the host of the other show, Rob Brown, said October 15th. I think I'm going to win this, man. What do you think?
Yeah, you're going to be closest to the pin on this one. It's going to be before then. The NBA is going to be here in Florida. I would assume they're going to get here early July. A couple weeks after that, we'll see them maybe start to pick up and start playing. It's going to be sometime between the middle of July and end of July that they play. I think a lot of that depends on what form we're going to see the rest of the season take. Are they going to do some regular season? Is there going to be play-in before playoffs? Are we going right to the playoffs? What is that going to look like? But I think it's going to be mid-July at the very latest, and I think their goal remains be wrapped up, you know, Labor Day-ish. It might, you know, spread into mid-September. They're not as concerned about going against the football season if all that's going against it is the NBA Finals, because they can really do the TV schedule to kind of make sure those games are on the weeknights when there aren't NFL games to contend with. And it's the NBA Finals. The belief is people will still tune in no matter what because it's the NBA Finals. So I think you're going to win this one and win it pretty handily.
Man, think of all of the amazing sports we could have at the same time going on, from no sports to a plethora of sports, an embarrassment of riches going on here. You know, Keith, I know you're in the Orlando area. I've lived in Orlando. My folks live in Lakeland, Florida. For those who don't know, Lakeland is a medium-sized town, not all that dissimilar from Greenville, that's in between Tampa and Orlando. And so, Keith, we're hearing people saying, well, wait a minute, is Disney big enough for all of this? And here's what I would tell you. Our market here is market size number 58 in the country. We recently passed Buffalo. We are also bigger than Birmingham. And we have Jacksonville and Memphis in the crosshairs. Disney, everything that's encompassed with Disney, including Celebration, which is a Truman Show-esque town that was basically made up for Disney. It looks like a fantasy land out there. Disney, by in and of itself, to me, Keith, is a metropolis. I mean, is that what you tell people? It's plenty of room there.
Yeah, absolutely. Walt Disney World is 39 square miles for reference. That's twice the size of Manhattan. That's roughly the same size as San Francisco. To put it into terms that I really need to understand, I live on one end of the property here in the Central Florida area. To get to the other end of the property with no traffic is about a 20 to 25 minute car ride. So that gives you a sense of just how big this property is. And when people start to say, but what if they reopen the parks or even one of the parks? Well, that's likely to be the Magic Kingdom, which is almost on the extreme north end of the property. And the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, which would be the basketball hub for the NBA, is on the extreme south end of the complex. They're nowhere near each other. You're you know, 20, 25 minutes away, you know, by car. There's the drive down into the sports complex alone is probably close to a quarter mile roadway. You have to drive to get down into it where it sits. So there's plenty of space, and there's plenty of space to keep distance as necessary.
So how will this work as Keith Smith covers the NBA nationally for Yahoo Sports, joining us here on the show? How is this going to work, Keith? What is going to be the format? We know that the NHL is considering a 24-team playoff. The one-seeded Tampa Bay Lightning are not too happy with that because they got punked last year by the 8-seed. They don't want to be playing meaningless games while the worst teams that get in the playoffs are fighting for their lives. They think that puts them at a competitive disadvantage. What is the NBA going to do here? Are we just going to play out the rest of the games and then have a normal playoff, or are other formats being considered?
Yeah, anyone who tells you this is what they're doing right now is just, they're misinformed. There's been no decisions made. The NBA continues to say, that's an interesting idea, that we'll put it in on the list and we'll consider it. There are a number of different proposals that are out there. One thing that is, two things that are off the table. The one extreme is finish out the entirety of the regular season, get to 82 games, and play the playoffs. There's just not enough time for that to happen. You'd have to push past the start of next year so far that that's not something that's really on the table. The other one is a single elimination tournament featuring the entire league or just, you know, more than the regular amount of playoff teams or anything like that. Adam Silver said absolutely not. He believes running the gauntlet of the NBA playoffs crowns the best team as the champion and removes a lot of luck from the equation. But outside of that, anything is in between. We heard a lot of buzz today about group stage play, similar to the World Cup, where you bring about 20 teams in, and that's the number of teams that are kind of alive for the playoffs and also, you know, comfortably in the playoffs. You divvy them up into groups by their regular season records, and then you let them play that out. And then the two teams that advance from each group go into the playoffs, and that's where you pick up a real playoff series with eight teams left. So you'd kind of be down to the second round and beyond there. So that's, you know, something that's been out there today. But then Mark Cuban came out and said, we really need all 30 teams there, and here's how we need to do this. And he's got a plan where you play some regular season, then you go into these mini play-in tournaments, which help get teams into the playoffs for the last couple of seeds. It would guarantee the teams that are already in would lock them in. And I think why you're hearing so much about every team is, I don't think I know, is because what they're trying to do is to hit the 70-game marker to deliver on the vast majority of the regional sports network contracts. Uh-huh. That's when most of those fulfill. And you're talking roughly $1 billion into the NBA if those are all fulfilled versus trying to come up with some kind of, you know, alternate payout and the like. And that's something that is very conscious. That's one where a rising tide lifts all boats. The Warriors are completely out of the playoffs, but if they fulfill their TV contract, it lifts everybody up. So that's something that is, you know, heavily under consideration. And how do we make sure we bring in as much money, knowing the next couple of years might be really, really different until they can get full arenas back up and running and they're back on their normal schedule. It might not look like what we're used to seeing money-wise for quite some time.
Really, really interesting. I like the group stage idea, a la the World Cup, man. I'm excited about that. So, you know, speaking of group stage, the other league talking about using the same property is Major League Soccer. And I know, Keith, you had some information on that today. I like the group stage idea. I'd love to see that for Major League Soccer. Would you say that Major League Soccer is about where the NBA is, kind of approaching the final stages of using the Disney properties to continue the season here?
Yeah, it's funny. If you'd asked me a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, I would have said that they were ahead. I think that they were further into it, but now it seems to have slowed a little bit. Now, I don't know if that's Disney more turning their attention to the NBA or that it's, we kind of know what we need to do with the MLS. It's in their court now. They've got to figure that out. But I think for the MLS, they want to be here as well. Disney has acres and acres of soccer fields. The sports complex alone is 200 acres of arenas and fields. So I've been out there, you know, for soccer tournaments with my daughter, where if you told me they had 100 fields set up, I'd say, okay, I believe you. You know, it's just, that's how massive it is. There's fields all over the place. And it used to be the home of Orlando City Soccer prior to them moving up to MLS and moving into their own stadium in downtown Orlando. So I think what they're looking to do is bring them in as well. There's plenty of hotels to house them. That's not an issue. Over 20,000 hotel rooms on Walt Disney World property, so that's not a problem. So they're looking to bring in the MLS as well. And the MLS has talked about doing some kind of short ramp up and then playing some kind of tournament style that would take place, you know, in at this point, likely in July, where they would do that. It was even floated to me from someone with Disney of, hey, if these guys all exist in the same relative bubble, maybe the basketball players can go to the soccer games, soccer games players can go to the basketball games, and that gives you some semblance of a crowd for these games. So I think that's something that's, you know, at least up for discussion as well.
Keith Smith covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA. Really, really good stuff. We're getting the very latest from Keith, not only on the NBA, but Major League Soccer as well. We learned that the Disney properties are 39 square miles, which is roughly the size of San Francisco. So there's plenty of room going on there. Keith, so great to catch up with you, pal. Thanks so much for making the time. Hope you and yours stay happy, healthy, and safe, okay?
Thank you. The same to all you and yours as well. Thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.